bush that grows along by the road or by fences, that leaves turn bright red early and they have small bobs or berries on them. You know sumac?
Sumac. It's not sumac, sumac, ain't it? That's what I call it, isn't it? But it might not be right. I never saw it spit.
What does it look like?
Just what you say. It's red.
Does it grow around here?
Okay.
Do you know any kind of vines that make your skin break out when you brush against them?
Poison ivy. Poison oak, they call it.
What are some good berries you can get around here?
Blackberries. Wild, you mean?
Oh, wild and...
Oh, strawberries. Blackberries. Dewberries. They raise balsam berries, some of them do around here. They don't go wild. Those others I can't think of now, but it's got to be more than that.
There are some red berries, similar to blackberries, but these are red and maybe a little more tart. What would you call them?
Dewberries.
Do you call anything raspberries?
They don't grow wild, though. They grow, they grow in the gardens. Same as raspberries and balsam.
Are raspberries the same as dewberries?
No. Dewberries grow wild. They're native up here, blackberries and dewberries. And there's such thing as wild strawberries, a little bitty fella, but you don't see them.
Some berries grow in the woods and might not be good to eat. They could kill you, and you'd say they are...
poison.
A tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers. Much bigger ones with longer segments of stem.
Still,
you know if there are any kind of laurel trees around here?
Not here, right east Tennessee.
What is that large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers? And it leaves a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber.
Yeah. She started one back in the backyard. There's two big magnolia trees right up here across the street.
But do they burn anything?
You do. You have to pet them a whole lot. She found one growing in the flower bed down here about 2 years ago and transplanted it down in the backyard. And that's grown mighty little since then.
If a married woman does not want to make up her mind, she says, first, I must ask my
mother.
If she's married, she must ask her
husband.
A man would say, I must ask my married man. He must ask
his wife.
A woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
And the man whose son you are is your.
The man whose son I am. Father. Daddy, most people call him.
What did you call him?
Papa.
His wife is your...
mother.
What did you call her?
Mama.
Your father and mother together are called your...
parents.
You said that you only knew your father's father and your mother's father. These were